Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss, so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships, to our orgasms, to our children, and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open... You have to remember that. And then beyond your innate value, you have value to so many other people than you realize. You have an innate value simply because you're born a human being. Even if you were around no loved ones, you would still have an innate value. But you have all this extra worth because of the many people that love you, the many people that support you, the many people that are around you. And I challenge you to look around and find someone that doesn't love you. There's going to be people. I know a lot of people say, your family members, you're forgetting your friends, you're forgetting people that you might work with, who you enjoy each other's company, but you've just never spent time together. That's a form of love. It's a form of mutual respect and kindness and caring. And don't think for a minute that that person wouldn't help you out if you needed them to. And you wouldn't help them out if they needed you to. You would. Also, an important thing is belief in your ability. And this is especially key when it comes to your sexual ability. Belief that you work. Your body works because it does. It might not work the way you want it to work this very minute, but like a car that maybe had some issues going on because somebody was messing around in that car and ripped a couple parts out or screwed them back in the wrong way or changed the oil and didn't add oil in again or poked a hole in the transmission or whatever. Like a car that's had things happen. You know, some accidental, some purposeful things just happen along the road. Bumps in the road, hitting ditches, rolling over nails, who knows? Like a car that needs to be fixed. Not because it's broken, but because it's not running at its best. You're like that. Everybody's like that to some degree. Because we can always look ahead to our better sexual self. To being the sexual person that we want to be and feeling totally unfettered about it. We can always look forward to that. Like a car, you just might need a tune-up. But the tune-up is going to involve you doing the work. It's as though if our cars in our world were a bit out of sorts and somehow they were able to do the work themselves in order to fix their parts. That's kind of what our work is. Our work is to figure out the best ways to make us heal and be better. But doing it ourselves, because no one can heal us. We have to heal ourselves. That's what it's really about, is healing. Which, I guess the metaphor of the car then isn't the best, because you can't really heal a car. You can put things back where it goes. Which, I guess is theoretically healing. I don't know. I'm getting a little weird with my parallels right now. But it's about believing in your ability. Your ability to have an orgasm one day. Your ability to be in a relationship where both of you and your partner love and respect each other. The ability to be in a relationship where you feel comfortable being yourself and not worried what they think. And not being scared they're going to break up with you or something like that. Like, I've had past experiences where it's hard, it's scary to get in confrontational situations with someone that you love or think you love because you're scared this will be it. They're going to leave. Because the last time you were with someone and then stuff happened and there were arguments, they left. So it's got to be the same thing, right? No. The good thing about the future is that it hasn't happened yet. And there's nothing that will make it go the exact way the past goes. And I'm going to talk about that, you know, in a minute. Also in line with belief in your ability comes belief in your ability to continue to be in charge of your sexuality. Not just belief in your ability to have good sexual experiences and make that really what you want, but the belief in your ability to be the primary, like only pilot of your sexual destiny. You invite people along the way to join you, those you love and those that you're just sexually attracted to you, too. You invite those people to join you, but they're in the passenger seat and you're doing whatever you want in that plane. And that isn't to be taken literally, like you tell them what to do and they do it to you sexually. You know, you have to be a team. But when it comes to women and their beliefs about their sexuality, sometimes it's really hard to take charge because, unfortunately, women are taught taking charge isn't the hottest thing. And that's changing, and that's good. But that's not fully changed. Taking charge is the hottest thing because it ensures that you get what is desired. It ensures that you get what you want. And like I said, belief in your future. So the future is not your past. So do not confuse those two things. If the future was your past, we should just all give up now. Because it's going to be maybe not disappointing, but freaking ridiculously boring to experience the exact same thing we've already experienced, but with just like slight tint on it, making it a bit, look a bit different. We should just give up now if the past is the future. But we all know it's not. It is utterly different. It is so different. And if you look back 10 years ago and think what your life was like then, you think, that's so different than now. Of course, because the future happened back then, and you had 10 whole years to think of new exciting things that you wanted to be a part of your life. And the future is also inevitable. The future is going to happen. You cannot sit and hope it won't happen. You will just sit through the future. It's like that song on the radio. I don't remember who it's by, but the lyrics are, wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. People are telling him about, I guess he's sort of sleeping through his youth or something like that. And it's rather poetic, but you can't do that. It's impossible. You can kind of snooze through it by not really paying attention, not really taking charge, not really giving a shit, you know, and you can look back and say, crap, I snoozed through that part of my life. But you can't utterly sleep through your life. You can't avoid it. It's not going to happen. So since we can't avoid it, and since it certainly is not going to be like our past, which we sometimes have to continue to remind each other, why not make it the best freaking experience you can imagine? Why not make it what you want to make it? So start from scratch and think, and just without imagining that the present is now, just forget about the present and think, in the future, for me to be the happiest I could be, what is it that I want? Think about what is it that you want in your general life? What is it that you want in your sexual life? And don't say, oh, I don't know if that's achievable. Don't do that. You don't set goals that are utterly achievable. Otherwise, they're not a goal. They're just a thing you could do any day. A goal has to be something that is a stretch, that maybe you're worried, can I do it? But I have faith in myself that I can do it. I have belief in myself that I can get to that goal, which is whatever. It's anything. It can be in regular life, which includes sexuality, but it can also be strictly in a sexual sense. So why not make it the best possible thing you could ever do? Why not balls to the wall the experience? And when you die one day, because that's inevitable too, believe that. You can look back and think, I didn't waste anything. I especially didn't waste my sexuality, because I have to kind of be a bystander in my own sex life. I decided I want to take charge. I want to do the scary shit. I want to say no. And yes, at times that I'm scared to do it, I still want to do it. I want to make sure that I'm taken care of, that I'm in a safe relationship, that people respect me and take care of me, and that I feel satisfied in emotional and spiritual and physical ways. That's something that you should do. That's something that everybody should do. Because what are you really going to risk? Nothing. You're just going to risk. You might lose the fact that you could snooze through different years of your life. You might lose that. That doesn't seem horrible to lose at all. I would choose an alert, aware, joyful experience, probably fraught with weird mistakes, just because that's what happens in life every day. I would choose that over snoozing through my sexuality, literally and figuratively, any day. And it's hard to get to that place. It's hard to realize sometimes that the decisions you make now are kind of akin to snoozing. But if you're thinking about your past, if you're thinking about your patterns, if you're getting to know yourself, you're going to start to slowly awaken and realize, wait a minute, this is not what I really want sexually or emotionally or physically. I'm going to try to reroute what it is that I want. I'm going to try to start saying hell no to things that I previously said okay to, even though I secretly didn't want to. I'm going to start saying hell yes to things that I always wanted to try, but they horrified me, even if they're on a small scale. And this is sort of a side note, but this is also key. If you're seeking a lifelong partnership, or if you're seeking, you know, any partnership that is valuable, which everybody is, let's face it, to some degree, we're all seeking a partnership, whether it's short-term, long-term, 100 years or one night. We're all seeking a partnership. Believe in your partnership. And believe in it to the extent to which it serves you. Believe in a one-night stand partnership for what it does for you. believe that it is a partnership because it is one. And if you feel like the person you picked for one night stand is not a partner, then he ain't a partner. Don't pick that person. Pick somebody else that actually is a partner, even if it's for that one night. And believe in your partnership if you just found the love of your life and you're going to be together for 85 years until you hopefully both die together of old age. Believe in that too. And believe in all types of those partnerships wholeheartedly. And understand how they support you and how they should support you sexually and emotionally. That's a big extra thing that you can't forget about. That in order to implement these great, exciting ideas you have about your sexuality, you have to choose a partnership that is compatible with what you know you need to be for yourself. So don't be shy about being critical about partnerships. It's okay to do that. All criticism is not negative. There's a lot of positive criticism, and there's a lot of criticism that might feel negative at first when you look at it, and then you realize, no, that's actually a good thing. That's actually something I value. So today is the big finale of the Your Sexual Self series. We talked all about belief, and then yesterday we talked all about knowledge and how these two weapons, tools, keys are so important in fighting for your best sexual self. And the one of the big themes that I want to sort of stress is that no matter all the different things we talk about and share, different stories, different ideas, different approaches, it's still up to you. But the great thing is you're actually up to the challenge even more than you ever thought. And I hope that through this series you feel extra motivated and up to the challenge to fight for your best sexual self. Because your best sexual self is already in you. You just have to remember where to find it, and you have to maybe find some places, parts of it for the first time. So as always, I love talking with you guys. Check out the website, awomanpodcast.com. You can email me, Emma@awomanpodcast, anytime with questions, comments, ideas for a show. Check out A Woman Podcast on Facebook. And please subscribe on iTunes. That would be super fantastic for me, and that would just be great for the show. So thanks so much, and I'll talk to you next time.